The July 11th meeting of the South Kingstown Historic District Commission is called to order, 5:05. Peter Noons will be late. Karen DeSilva.
Present.
Linda Stedman is not here. James Garfield, present. Carolyn Griswold.
Present.
Richard Youngkin.
Present.
Andrew Martinez is not here. The first item on the agenda is the call to order. The roll call is next. The approval of the minutes. Can we have a motion to approve the minutes of May 3rd?
I move.
And a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The next item, if we can shuffle items D and E, and we'll go right to the application for the certificate of appropriateness.
If you don't mind, just for formality's sake, a motion to actually amend the agenda as such.
All right.
I'll make a motion to amend the agenda to...
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, the first item is the certificate of appropriateness for the South County History Center. Erica, would you like to go through it with us? And if you could just give your name and rank and serial number.
I'm Erica Luth, the Executive Director of the South County History Center. So we are submitting this application related to our property, the Old Washington County Jail in the Kingston Historic District. These are for safety improvements and one aesthetic improvement. We're hoping to do some masonry repairs to granite stairs on one set of stairs, links the jail and the Kingston Congregational Church, and it's fully on our property. The other is a staircase that on the northwest corner of our property, it's not really used by the public, but there is a granite stairs there and a retaining wall, and that also needs repair. That would be repaired using the existing granite. It would be just kind of taken apart, repositioned, and then it would be repointed. Should I just roll through everything and then go for questions, or do you want to go point by point?
I guess if you could give us the overview of everything, and then we can ask questions.
So the next then is the railing, the railings that go along with those sets of stairs. Presently, there's a photograph in the application showing the current railings. They are like just pipes. They're really ugly. And so this would be to replace the railings with railings similar to those, similar design to those that are on the exterior of the jail, that be wrought iron, painted black, would be more historically appropriate and much safer, so that they would be positioned in a better way for safety's sake. And then we also need to repair just the base of the railings outside the old jail, really small repairs. Then we also have several trees that are decaying on the property. We've spoken with several arborists to get opinions, and there are three that are pressing concerns. Two are on the side of the property between the jail and the Kingston Congregational Church. They're set back. They wouldn't really have any kind of visual impact to having them removed, but they are kind of caught up in power lines and things like that, and they, if they fell, would fall onto the jail property. The other is right next to the jail, behind a stone wall that was done by Russell Spears, I believe in the 1960s, and that tree has been a safety issue. Parts of it have been falling on volunteers. And it also, if it comes down, will take out potentially part of the wall or could hurt the building somewhere. And then we would just do some pruning for right now to the other trees on the property. We also have a flagpole that's on the front of the property. It was installed sometime after 1965, once the Historical Society owned the building. We are asking to remove that so that it's more historically appropriate. And then we would like to place some small, kind of unobtrusive solar lighting next to the staircase between our property and the Kingston Congregational Church, specifically for basically for the winter time, because it's very, very dark right there and there's a lot of elderly folks using those stairs. So I think that's everything. There's photographs showing kind of each of the condition of each of these areas.
And have you settled on who's going to do the work?
Yes, Peter Grandin is going to be doing the masonry repairs. He's got a subcontractor that works with him for railings, in Connecticut. The tree removal, we have quotes from a couple of different companies, so we might go for another quote just to make sure we're paying the right price. And then Peter Granite of Grandscapes will also do the flagpole removal when he's doing the masonry repairs.
We're not going to replace that flagpole.
No.
And you said the railings would be wrought iron?
Yes.
I couldn't really tell what they looked like.
Is it just painted pipe?
Yes. Right.
Painted metal pipe?
So they'll be more like that. I have a question on your fence, which looks very nice.
Yeah.
But with all that nice red, dark red trim on the chair, I just wondered why you opted not to do it to the fence, too.
We went based on the historic photographs of the jail for the fence that we were replicating.
I have some questions. The tree locations, I'm not really clear on where they are. The tree that you want to, it's near the stone wall.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that tree? Is it on the east side or the west side of the jail?
East side of the jail, so you can see there's like an arrow pointing to it on this photograph. So it's this tree right here.
That tree?
Mm-hmm.
No, so that's in the, it's within the old garden?
Yes.
Is that an ornamental tree? What is that tree?
I have no idea. There was, I think, a part of the tree that had been in front of that wall that was removed some time ago before I got there. And then this part of the tree, I don't know how long it's been there, but it's completely dead.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, and it's like literally branches fall off if you hit it.
All right.
Okay. And then you said there were, the narrative discusses multiple trees to be removed?
Yeah, so it'd be this tree would be the only one that'd be really visible. The other two are, so if you're standing at the front door, it's over here between our property and the church. And there's a stone wall between our properties, and so they're set back a little bit further.
Are they to the south of the parking lot then?
Yes.
Okay. The other trees are south of the parking lot.
Yes.
And the guidance by the arborist was to remove them?
Yes. Yeah. And actually, I mean, we're trying to be as, to not go too crazy with it, but even this tree on the front of the property will eventually need to be removed as well, so we're going to try to prolong its life a little bit longer. But unfortunately, it seems that most of the trees on the property are in some stage of death.
So you weren't considering replanting a tree where you're taking out a tree?
Not at this time. If we were to remove this tree on the front of the building, that would be a different story. But for the one on the side here, we don't want to put anything that close to the building.
Oh, understood. All right, in terms of the granite steps, are you planning to actually remove them from where they are now
mm-hmm.
and they're large pieces of granite, and you're going to reset them at a different interval? Are you going to be adding a step? Because they don't meet any code.
Yeah, so the hope is that by kind of moving them and leveling them, that we wouldn't need to add another step.
So it's going to they're going to remain the same run of stairs that they are now.
Well, so that the riser dimension then would be the same dimension?
It might be slightly higher because it would be the same as the original, but it would be different than it is now because they've set down into the ground. Yeah. So they basically all slant forward at this point.
And they're very steep to begin
with.
They don't. The riser height, I think, is probably far several inches more than what is required by code. So you aren't thinking about adding a step. It's just
to repair these steps.
Oh,
in kind, basically.
So did you consider putting them into a code-conforming configuration?
We did not.
We didn't.
Are you familiar or had any conversations with the building department to know if they would approve a stair project of this nature? I mean, I know you're not in putting in new stairs. You're just making a correction to existing stairs, but would that require a building permit on their end?
I haven't been in touch with them.
So, our group's purview is not to really be as concerned with the building code issues. Obviously, this property has an existing condition, and Erica is looking to address and improve an existing condition, but it's not our purview to say it needs to be code compliant. That would be building. But it's something that you might want to be aware of, is that our recommendation can't supersede what the building department would say is a requirement for code.
I'm just thinking that maybe we should, if we approve this, we should add a condition that, should that be the case, then we would have a recommendation or some other thing.
So basically,
they're going around in a loop on this.
Yeah, so that they, if this does not meet with building code requirements,
then
the HDC's recommendation for the improvement is as such.
Yeah.
Likely at that point we wouldn't be able to make any improvements.
Oh, yeah, because you're basically taking a set of existing stairs and you're taking the entire unit and pivoting them as one unit. And if to break the stairs individually would be a very different project for you, wouldn't it?
It would be cost prohibitive at this point.
Yeah, it would be a lot more work to redo this.
Well, I'm glad that clarifies what I had in my mind. I wasn't really clear that you're just doing a minimal kind of adjustment of the existing placement of the stairs.
Yeah, they literally just have settled sloping downward.
Right.
And so if you walk on them in the winter,
it's really dangerous.
Yeah, it's really dangerous. So we just want to pivot them back up flat.
Okay,
yep.
Got it.
I'm not entirely sure you need a building permit to do the patio work, which is essentially what this is. It's not related to a structure. It's not stairs attached to a structure.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know that you need a building.
And they're not replacing or adding new stairs. They're basically correcting an existing set of stairs. I don't know. I mean,
if you're doing stairs that are attached in some way to a building, like on a deck or in a house, then you do. But if you're putting in a patio, you don't need a building.
It's like a freestanding landscape feature.
Right.
Yeah.
The only other comment I have about the railing system is that in our experience with code in ADA on railings, you cannot have a finial or any kind of projection that you can catch a strap on or a pocket on. So I know these are fairly ugly, but they are more compliant, actually, than the ones up near the jail itself, the Rhode Island jail itself.
So those stairs, they will never be ADA compliant. I mean, they are really dangerous as they are. So this is really just to try to, in some way, slightly improve the safety conditions.
Well, what I'd recommend is that you not put those little finials on, because that becomes a danger for anyone going down and using them. Because what happens, the reason why they say that is that it's easy to catch something on one of those finials and trip. So the
But how were they added in the first place?
Well, they were added before probably a concern of that nature. This whole, those that are on the front steps of the jail could be
older,
20 years old, as far as I know.
No, they were added in, I think they were done in 20, by my predecessor, so they would have been done.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, after 80.
You know, when we worked on the Hale House, it was really a requirement that we couldn't do anything like that.
Yeah. I think probably we have, because the building, there's no way really to make it ADA compliant because of the stairs and the elevation, the nature of the building itself once you walk inside. We've had a lot of folks come through to try to figure out ways, including the State Historic Preservation Heritage Commission, and there's just really no way to improve that without completely destroying the integrity of the building and the property. Doing things like removing the stone wall to add an entrance on the back side of the building, things like that. So we're trying to there's not a lot we can do, so we're just trying to figure out ways that we can improve the safety conditions on the property as it is right now.
Well, that's understood, yeah. But I think if you do a design for these new railings, I would not approve one that had finials on it, simply for that reason. Because they're not really, the grace of the existing system is it's so simple. Mm-hmm. And the finials are just an accident waiting to happen. So you know what I'm talking about, the finials?
Yeah.
Which are, you can see them in this picture.
I don't actually know what you're talking about with finials.
There's little knobs on the top of the...
They're the extensions horizontally just on the top.
Yeah,
the ornamental pieces.
Yeah, these. Little ornamental knobs.
Yeah, they're on top of them.
They're just an accident waiting to happen.
Oh. Is it, and the other elements of the stairs in terms of like the gating that you see, that's actually...
You mean the distance between the spindles?
Yeah. The railing itself and the gating underneath. So when you look at the difference between what's existing at the building and what's existing there, there's obviously a lot of, there's a bottom rail, and then there's rails, horizontal rails
spindles.
Between each one, spindles. So are those not as much of an ADA concern?
Well, there should be 3 inches, greater than 3 inches between those. But that's not as serious a situation, because what those are for is to prevent children from
sticking their head through,
you know, going through. And it doesn't look like the porch is more than 3 feet off grade anyway. So it's more those spindles themselves finials, the caps that are the problem. If you did a copy of that on the, and I know this is sort of nitpicking, but on this system, you can imagine what you would have here. So you'd have a lot of vertical elements all along here that would infill that. So these railing systems become really like fences. You know, they become much more prominent in the whole thing. So, I mean, but again, those are... I think having a railing that's better than this, that works better, is important.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all part of the safety, trying to improve the safety of the
And you said part of the railing system is in its current state it isn't safe. Is that because the siting of the railing system relative to the stairs?
Mm-hmm.
So basically someone can't easily reach it.
You have to lean down really far. And yeah. I mean, I'm not a very tall person. And so, you know, it doesn't actually give you something to hold on to if you're going tall.
Yeah.
Should. Okay.
Yeah. So there has to be some system that's better than what.
Do you have for the fence work any specific spec in mind, or were you basically just looking to mimic what you had up there?
For the railing work.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it would mimic what's up
front.
But you didn't have like a spec on like a certain.
Yeah.
So, a recommendation of removal of finial, is that something that you would still basically meet the outcome that you're seeking?
I think if we can agree, I mean, if we think that that's historically appropriate, then I think that's why.
It looks like it's just sitting there.
Rich, do you know when you talk about the finials, is that something that you specifically know would not be ADA compliant?
It's not necessarily ADA compliant, it's just not compliant in terms of safety.
what standard?
For a public building?
For any kind of railing system these days, for a public railing system. It's not, you will never find that kind of railing system on any public place that's, you know, staircases, anything like that. It's, I mean, obviously it's used in individual residential situations, which is a private type of use.
Yeah.
But it was totally not recommended in any kind of work I've ever done. If I had proposed that for any kind of public building or public space, it would have been mixed. Because what happens is that, you know, a woman with a pocketbook or a guy with a satchel with a strap or a pocket, you get caught on that and then you trip. So they recommend strongly that you have this sort of very clean, smooth line that, and that goes for any kind of loopy thing, you know, at the end. I mean, I love those scroll things that people have at the end, the volute thing at the end, but, or a lamb's tail, but it has to be closed. It can't be something you can get, something like a camera strap inside of, and then it pulls you back. Binocular strap, any kind of thing you have that you're carrying that has a strap.
Hmm.
I know it sounds kind of crazy, but that's the standard for that.
Erica, have you talked to the mason about what he's proposing for mortar joints? The upper wall and stairs almost look like they're dry laid, where the bottom one is completely different. That definitely has mortar joints.
Mm-hmm.
But is he going to try and relay that upper wall as it is now? I mean, with the stones pretty much where they are?
Yeah, and his hope is to basically, you know, take it apart like a puzzle and try to reset everything as it is, you know, as it was. But just
bedding the stones in mortar, but you don't really see the mortar joints.
Right.
Okay. And has he talked about what type of mortar he'll use on this bottom wall?
No, he hasn't. But he, you know, he said he would do, you know, he would want to match, you know, what we have.
Mm. Probably, if he can take some of that mortar out and crush it and, you know, get an idea, you know, analyze what's in that mortar. And, you know, my guess it probably has a, you know, higher lime content than most masons are used to using now. But when it's done, it would be good if it, you know, isn't jarring, doesn't, if the mortar joints don't stick out like it's sort of done.
I mean, this part of the property is really, it's not visible at all.
Right, that's going down towards the neighbor at the bottom.
Yes, yeah, and there's trees all in front of it, and there isn't a walkway there or anything, but it's just more, we're concerned that if someone does decide to go down those stairs that they might take a tumble.
Mm-hmm. Erica, on the, there's a bit of brick here, too, in the steps.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to be treated? Is that going to be just left in place?
Yes.
So it's just really dealing with the stairway.
Just dealing with the stairs.
Steps. Okay.
And the you know, any part of the wall that needs to be moved out so that they can deal with the steps.
The side walls, the cheap walls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, chances are those stones project into the side wall. And I had a question about the lights that you're planning to put there. Do you have a picture or an example of what those would look like?
Yeah, and they're the basic ones you buy at Home Depot, low black, kind of simple design, so that they're really not kind of visually doing anything that's going to impact the look, but they would just be placed on the interior portion, so that they wouldn't be closest to the street, they'd be on this side.
So they would be at the top of the wall or shining down?
They would be in this section here because There's brick up here.
Oh, I see, okay.
So it won't really help us at the top, but it will help us somewhat.
I see.
Those are ones you just stick in the ground, they have a little solar cell on top, so they're not really a permanent thing at all.
Yeah, right, okay. Any other questions?
We'll summarize them, that's a lot. Rich?
One question I had is, help me, someone might even know this, pulling the work on the railings, does that require a building permit?
That I don't know.
The railing adjacent to the building?
No, railings for the stairway that are not connected to the building.
I don't think you need a building permit unless you're building a retaining wall, something that is a structure, or doing work on an actual structure. Right? So if it's just what you consider like landscaping, just patio, stairs around the patio, I don't think you need a building permit. You need a permit for like digging a pool, excavation.
Yeah, but in the case of like a stairway that is considered an entry point but not connected to the building.
Yeah, we can ask Wayne tomorrow, yeah. I don't believe you do.
I mean, my question about the finials is that I don't disagree that you've discovered in your work that it's a safety hazard. I'm curious about what particular standard or code it's not compliant with.
Mm-hmm.
So from our perspective, we're interested in the historic, the historic perspective on the building. You've done enough work to know that you run into compliance issues, but I'm actually curious where the compliance might be beyond. So if we're worried about historic.
Well, it probably shows up in the building code.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Just because we don't need a building permit doesn't mean that you don't have to follow the building code.
Which is, I would agree, but it's what's funny to me is that they exist on the building itself. So the finials that exist there now obviously were permitted and approved.
Well, we don't have any history in-house of having reviewed those railings for that, do we?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah,
it wasn't in my 6 years
since
here.
I've been here.
Do you know offhand?
And Jim has been here for a lot longer.
I think it would have been around 2010, maybe. It was. I think it was when... I believe that's when they were put there. I mean, it might have been earlier than that, but I think that they were put in when the masonry repairs were done to the exterior of the building.
Were you there at the time, or you said it was your predecessor, right?
Yeah.
So there's... I mean, we would have had an application. It wouldn't have been in my time, but we may have it in our files. But that's my only perspective on this matter, is that if the HDC's purview on this is to, consider pushing for, removal of the finials, what is the standard by which we're using for that?
Oh, well, I would use a historic standard on that, that what we would want would be something that is more compatible with the age of the steps and the style and the simplicity of it. And that's just a non-historical kind of adaptation that exists there now. It has the look maybe of a colonial revival railing system, but that's as far as that goes. I would, in other words, if I had a rehab or historic preservation project and that railing was proposed, I would not go with it from a preservation standard.
What's the address of the property?
2636 Kingstown.
You looking at the street view?
No, I'm going to see if I can find one.
If you look at the railing system itself on the building in the jail,
yep.
It actually competes with the railing system that's already there, and there's just a lot going on with it.
The challenge too with these stairs and all of these railings is that there's actually three other sets of stairs and railings that are in the state right-of-way, and they're all in the same condition, basically.
Yeah.
And so we thought we would go with the solution that, or to try to fix at least the problem that we hear the most about, and that is easiest to do because it is on our property.
You have a building permit to rebuild and repair the front and rear entrances in 2001.
Okay, so that would make sense to you.
Yeah.
Does the permit actually describe railings?
Mm.
From what you can see based on...
That's probably when they redid the portico.
So, so in this application does not actually propose any changes to the railings, the railings in the right-of-way?
No, because we don't have the money or the, you know, we don't have the resources to
understood.
Tackle that one.
Understood.
At this
point. And you can see that that's a similar railing system.
Yeah, it's the one in the last picture. You can
mm-hmm.
see it. It basically runs between the street and the sidewalk,
mm-hmm.
and it is the same pipe, painted black pipe. So essentially, like that piece remains kind of separate, and it would be non-consistent with the rest of it.
Yeah.
Your goal was to create a railing system that seemed to be consistent with the look of the building. But the finials would be basically, if removing that, you'd actually still have a system that might have the railing and, you know, maybe like the square. What you call square posts
mm-hmm.
between the spindles. So I'm curious if given a recommendation that that was taking the finials off, if that actually changes the project in your mind, or if it's just more of an aesthetic concern.
I think it's more of an aesthetic concern. I mean, we want to. I think our number one priority with these stairs is safety, even over the historical aesthetic.
Yeah.
And so we want to keep it as historical as possible, but we just want to improve the safety conditions there.
Interesting. All right.
So I'd like to make a motion to approve the certificate of appropriateness based upon the guideline number 49B, A and B, which basically say that character defining paving materials that exist should be retained, and that they should be retained in their original location. Where repair or replacement is warranted due to safety concerns or advanced deterioration, they should be repaired with in-kind materials. So should there be a problem with this in terms of material, once they take it apart, that you can repair, I'd like to put in the motion, it could be repaired with in-kind granite materials. That the mortar joints match in consistency, texture, color, the historical mortar joints. It's simply a repositioning of the stones for safety concerns, and that the railing system be simplified by the removal of the finials so that it's a little less, I guess, less complicated and safer than what was proposed. I'm assuming you're going to have just one railing system, not two.
Yes.
You wouldn't have like flanking.
I don't think that was the intention.
So like there's two bars on each side of the staircase. You would actually take both out and replace with a railing system on one side of the staircase?
Actually, that's a good question. I asked to have these railings fully replaced, so I would believe that they would be on both sides.
On both sides.
Yeah.
So sorry, I'm in the middle of a motion. But the spindles are not required, because you have there's no drop, there's no safety concern.
It's not a porch.
So you can have a simpler railing system.
Well, you recommended a simplification by removal of the finials. I mean, Erica, is the goal, like the spindles are actually part of creating a consistent look, so it's more of an aesthetic issue, even if it's not a safety issue for the spindles, the horizontal lines.
We were trying to match what is going on already
okay.
in the building, but.
Why don't we put that into motion, that there'd be one railing system with the spindles, not two, and that it also approve this for both conditions, both stairways, and the tree removal that's been proposed would be acceptable.
The flagpole.
And the flagpole.
And the solar lighting.
Is there an opposition to having the railing on both sides, if that's what the applicant is seeking?
In my mind, there is, because I think it gets, with the spindles, it gets overly complicated in terms of...
Like a visual impact?
Visual impact.
Okay.
There's a lot, if you can think about it, you would have a lot going on as you go between two rails up to the steps and over. It's like a little corridor of railing.
So the motion is basically to simplify by removal of the finials and then also to only allow for the railing system to exist on one side of the staircase in each of the two locations in which this is being proposed.
If the spindles are to be included.
Wait, I'm sorry.
If
the spindles are to be included.
Yeah.
So it's, you're kind of saying that it's a little bit of an either or, either the railing on both sides with no spindles
right.
or the railing on one side with spindles.
Right. Because of the complexity of that design and the visual impact of it. And
okay.
It creates a sort of an, I would say we've voiced it in terms of the standards. Is of,
I don't even see how you would do it with balusters in the location that it is, because unless you moved it inside of where the actual staircase
yeah, it's gonna
was,
help you.
Because it, you know, you couldn't actually construct it, you know, where the rails are now.
Do you see what you're saying? Because it's
mm-hmm.
going over the top of the stone, so
mm-hmm.
you're not going to be able to put the spindles over the top. You could where the start of the bricks are, but then it's funky because you've got that granite piece at the bottom.
That's true. The only way to keep a bottom rail and spindles going is if you actually brought that railing inside of the
yeah.
opening in the rock, and that might tighten up your entrance to a point where you may not want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, so the motion on the floor right now is to simplify by the removal of the finials. And a little bit of an either-or, from what I understand, is the railing to remove either the spindles and/or to only allow the railing on one side of
yeah.
the staircase.
Yeah.
And this is the same motion carries for the two separate locations.
If there are two sets of...
There's one rail.
There's only one rail
yeah.
on the second location. So
see that one you could pull.
And that one looks like it's actually on the inside.
That's on the inside, so you could pull off what they want.
But
what you want to do.
I mean, this from your perspective, Erica, do you feel like, you know, basically you might have to reevaluate the whole concept of where that railing is going to exist, especially if it does have a bottom rail and spindles, for at least the location
yeah.
along the street?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we're open to whatever redesign we need to make it work. We want to do something that aesthetically matches, you know, that it's not, we don't want to put big curlicues or anything, twisted spindles, anything like that that would not match what's already on our property.
Right.
But we want to do something that, you know, it's improved safety and it is in keeping with the feeling basically of
right.
what's
yeah.
there already.
You might end up, I could see how you might end up with a condition where you have a railing on one side, there's spindles for the first run,
mm-hmm.
and then when you get to the point here, you basically have a top rail
mm-hmm.
and no spindles because it's literally going to be over
the granite.
And it's in an awkward spot, because
mm-hmm.
now your hand is way out, if you can imagine that.
Yeah,
right?
Either that or, I mean,
you
might end up relocating the rail like right
inside.
Along the edge.
Yeah.
So those are, but I mean, either way, this motion allows you to play with those options. You could either do spindles with one, or you can still play with the option of two. So,
I think the object is to simplify the railing system as much as possible.
Right.
So it's there, it's handy, it's at the right height, and
right.
it's safe.
It's not just pipe.
Not just pipe. Right.
Were you through with your motion?
I think I've covered
it. And solar lighting.
Solar lighting and
flagpole
removal of the flagpole.
That would see we're fine with as presented in
as
the application.
Presented. Yeah.
Can we have a second for that?
Awesome.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion's carried.
Thank you, Erica.
Yeah, thanks. If anyone has any ideas on what to be doing with his other sets of stairs. in the right-of-way. That's more complicated.
Are those ones that go down?
There's ones, so if you walk down between, if you walk down the stairs from the church to our parking lot, and then you walk across our parking lot, there's a set that goes
yeah.
up, and then there's really bad sidewalk,
right.
and then they go back down.
Right. Is there a set of stairs that goes right up from that sidewalk to the jail, through the fence? Like a front step?
There is. That's also in the right of way.
Yeah.
And that also needs to be.
So when you think through the railing system, the simplified design, think about all of that as being consistent. That would be more, in my mind, that would be more making that all consistent than worrying about what's up on the front porch. Because that is much more
yeah.
sort of in your plane of view than the front porch. There's a lot going on between, you know, the tree being there and the new fence being there and everything else. You don't really see that railing system at the front porch as much as you see these other ones. And again, the railing system at the Hale House is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much like this, but it has, you know, a channel to hold on to. There's a whole thing about the grip thing. And then it has these lamb's tongue ends, which are just the ends that come back like that
mm-hmm.
and fit onto the posts that hold it up. So it's very simple.
Thanks, Erica.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll email you a copy of this, and then you know their motion will also be a hard copy in the mail.
Okay, cool.
So,
great.
Thank you, Erica.
Thank you.
So you all are not aware of this time constraint, but we actually have another meeting being held in this room at 6 o'clock. I didn't envision that this meeting would run that late, so I kind of squeezed it in from a scheduling perspective. So we have about 15 minutes. The other items on here are mostly discussion items, but we do have election of officers. I wonder if Peter is actually waiting that out, which doesn't help him because he can't actually contend being renamed
well,
the chair.
I'll nominate a slate of officers.
Well, let's
wait,
go in order.
Staff communication.
That's coming from me, and partially why Chelsea is here. I've given my notice to the town.
I knew this was coming.
Oh, no.
I have. So I.
We didn't vote on that.
Yeah, no.
And we're not.
We
did not
vote on
that.
Neither did I. I have all of about 2 hours left of town employment here.
Oh no.
This is my last day. These are my last meetings. I'm going to the city of Cranston, so it's a lot closer to home for me.
Are you
going to
do the historic?
They have one, and I don't know if I'll be staffing them. That's yet to be determined, you know? We'll see.
Oh, duh. That's not fair.
No,
it is tough for you guys. I understand this is a big loss for
you.
No sailing. That's actually the worst part about this. Chelsea didn't realize when we were doling out who would pick up the staffing that this group has a summer sailing expedition. Yeah.
This one's going to be mine.
Yeah, well, hey, you know.
You haven't heard about the induction yet, have you?
So, just to, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time, but it's been, you know, a good run in SK. It's been 6 years here, and I've been with this group for those whole 6 years. And this group has done a lot of good work, especially in the last year. I think you've tried to step up in terms of a proactive policy approach. Hey, Andrew.
Hi.
You're coming into some good news.
Yeah.
Deb's leaving.
Yeah. He's leaving.
I gave my notice to the town. Yeah.
There was no vote.
So there will be a staff transition, Chelsea's, you know, obviously can be here to assist if anyone has any questions in the intermediate. It's at this point, it's unclear whether this group would be staffed by potentially one of our current planners in the office or if it may be the new incoming planner. Right now, I think it would be Kayla.
I'm still figuring it out.
So, Kayla's the other staff planner. She's the principal planner in the office. She does a lot of project review for the planning board. She's really good, and she would be basically someone that could help out quite a bit with this group. So either way you cut it, you know, there will be a staffing transition going on. So.
Well, thank you so much for all
of
that.
We're sorry to lose you.
Terrific.
To work with, yeah.
And if you need recommendations from us, you know, for your new employers.
I'll take it. You know, I'll reach out to you guys, and basically I might tell you one way or the other, like, oh, they want me to staff the HDC. I don't want another meeting. Can you please send a recommendation as such?
That's terrible.
Yeah.
So, no, thank you. It's been good. It's been a good time, a lot of good projects.
Well, thanks
good
for
meetings.
Letting us be your last, almost your last.
Almost the
moment.
Last. We're right here
last
at the end of the night.
Gasp.
Yeah, so I'll be typing up these motions tonight. So
no,
I'll
won't.
Be thinking, no, I will be.
Yeah.
because I'm not coming in tomorrow. So there's that. I want to move pretty quickly. We actually do have an expected application coming into us, and we had intended that this group might not have a meeting for a while. Usually at this point, you've finished kind of your heavy lifting with the policy stuff, so it was going to be triggered by applications. Kayla actually has offered to cover our next meeting because the staff is, as you can imagine, going to be looking to fill holes in while they're down a man.
Or woman.
Right now it'd be down a man. It could be filled by a woman. But there will be, we're basically, their next meeting may be just specific to application review for something we expect. Can everyone please let me know your availability for either July 24th at 5 o'clock, if you have schedules in front
not
of you.
You.
I can't.
Right.
No, don't let me know your availability. Hey, Andrew. Andrew, this is a meeting before. Sit tight, we're just wrapping this up. You can join us in the audience, though. I'm sorry, Chris. Feel free to join us in the audience. Or August 14th. Those are two nights, Kayla, who would be staffing you at least for this immediate meeting.
Can you tell me whether those are Wednesday, Monday? It doesn't really matter, but I'm just...
You got it?
I don't think I can make either one of those.
No.
July, what'd you say, 24th?
July 24th.
Is it Tuesday?
Yep. I bet they're both Tuesdays.
Don't you
and
do it.
What was the next one?
14th of August.
Also on Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. So we need to know we can have a quorum, and this will be an application that we'll be proposing a potential window replacement, historic originals, with something other than that.
I won't be able to do the 24th.
14th.
Just started a new job, so I'm going to be here like intermittently. August 14th, possibly, depending on what's happening, but definitely not the 24th.
Andrew,
both work for me.
Okay, Rich?
Yeah, both are fine.
Both are good for you?
Do you want to put out your flip phone?
You don't have to tell us right this minute, either. You can email Kayla.
Because the 24th is better than the 14th.
Okay, so right now we kind of got a little bit of an either-or. And Jim, neither for you?
Yeah, I'll be going both.
Are you texting Peter to let him know that he doesn't need to come if it's after 6? You're just going to let him come and walk into it?
Yeah.
That'll be funny because it'll be a whole other group of people. And they'll just like, oh, wow, this commission really changed. All right, so moving along, Kayla will be in touch with you to let you know about the scheduling of that meeting. Those are the dates that worked for her, so you'll get an email. I want to move to item F, and you all got in your packet an agreement. An unsigned agreement from HPHC. Just wanted to let you know that, one, we've been awarded the grant to move forward with the consideration of the update to the historic district nomination for Wakefield and the expansion, and that we are exploring with them extending the timeline of this because...
They approved
it. Oh, did they? Did they get back to you? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Nice.
We started late, and we're going to keep being late because of our staff transition. So they extended the timeline for when we need to get the consultant on board, and they don't think that the consultant will need more time at the end. So we were good with a delayed start and keeping that, what was it, February or March end.
It was, yeah, it was in the spring was the end date.
Yeah.
And you were pretty comfortable with that as well?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
With the end dates in... 2019?
Yeah, it is April 30th is when the final docs need to be reviewed by HPHC. And then final submitted, final HPD sheets and final nomination included in all maps, incorporate comments from town, submitted to town by March 31st. So that you're looking at the project schedule. Obviously, you guys have a role in all... of these grants, certified local government grants.
So this has to go out to bid, right?
It does. So what we anticipated is basically the scope of work you see is essentially fairly straightforward. It's based on the scope of work that's identified in this. Staff would put this into a format that meets our standards and a request for proposals. I think that this group's next role would likely be when we've got bids in hand and there's a need to make a competitive selection about that. You'd likely be, the staff would make an initial review, and this group would need to review and to provide its recommendation into that process as well. So it's pretty consistent. Basically, you know, which group do we select to do the work based on their proposals, and then there would likely be, this group would be made aware along the process of updates, and then when there's final deliverables, this group would have a role in reviewing that. So any questions about the CLG grant award?
No, just that you should get that bid out as soon as possible.
I've already sent the RFP off to Rhode Island Historic Preservation to get their input. They have to sign off on there before we bid it.
Just keep pushing on.
Yeah.
Because that's a very hard deadline.
And we adjusted the schedule so that I believe the award of contract would go to the town council at their first meeting in September. So that gives you time to respond, time to review, and then the recommendation.
Yeah,
we gotta get it moving.
Yeah.
So no action needed for you now. This was just an update to let you know we were awarded and the project will be moving forward.
All right.
The next was in your packet. Did you all get photocopies of these?
Yeah.
Yay!
And I have Peter Noons' name at the bottom. Where's Peter Noons when you need him?
We can forge it.
There's not actually an immediate action. I just wanted to let you know we have developed a certificate. I've reached out to Arnold Lumber several times, to the person that was given to us, Allison Arnold, who at one point had a conversation with Peter to say, yes, I want to know what's going on. After multiple attempts, she has not responded to phone calls. Peter has tried multiple times since and has not received anything from her. So I think we just
make a little article, put it in the paper, and
I think we move forward without Arnold.
And the Clarkson and Mars.
Correct. So I think
so. Their little picture could be in with
exactly.
It.
That's I think what we do. So I mean, we basically do have these. This is the frame that we've got for all of them. If you want to take a quick look at what our actual handoff as these certificates would be.
Very lovely.
Yeah, it's really lovely. And since I have Peter's name on this, we'll see. I'm sure he's going to actually walk in late in the middle of a Conservation Commission meeting, and I may just say, oh, good, Peter, you're here just in time to sign these for me. You know, they...
very nice.
It's very straightforward. I think what staff will be in touch about the kind of coordination of event. Basically, we need the property owners, the two property owners that have indicated their willingness to participate, and also reach out to the press, coordinate a day. I think it would be nice to have some representatives from the HDC there. We wouldn't consider it a full meeting, but if there's multiple people wanted to come, we'd probably post it as a meeting. If it's just one or two, we would just have it as more of a photo op opportunity. So you'll all receive an email just to let you know how that will work out.
That probably come from Kayla or
one of us.
It could be some. I mean, there's not an urgency on this. We were pressing Arnold, and if we could get all three at the same, but I think we're just going to move forward with the two. This might be something that is done in September when.
You might want to. I mean, Jim Waltz is waiting. Just kind of. I wouldn't.
Like, what am I. Like, did you forget about me kind of thing?
Yeah, did they forget? I don't know. What's going on.
Did they do it already?
Yeah, that's what I said to Jim.
Do you mind telling Jim the current status? Because I actually had a direct email from him. I know we were always communicating to you or Linda Stedman.
So what do you want me to tell him?
Just tell him that, you know, hey, sorry, we
an award. So we'll be in contact.
Yeah.
We're trying to do that with a couple of other folks.
Yeah. And it might be you guys have been generally the point of contact with these people, which that's fine. I mean, you guys have direct relationships with them.
Do you want the event to be during the day or in the evening?
It can be either. I actually envisioned it being at a convenient time for the business, which is probably during the day, so that they can just step outside of the business and.
Right. Stedman's,
Stedman's is open 7 days a week right now.
Right.
So, I think for him, and he's open till 6 o'clock at night.
And then Clark Collins got back and said he's pretty open. That's.
Do you want to do events at each business or one event for both?
We envisioned a photo op in front of each business, but at one time, so that we didn't have to have multiple events.
Yeah.
Literally like a little parade from one to the other.
Except we have to go to Kingston for Clark.
Yeah, so the parade missed a stop in Wakefield, and now it's just...
And then, how often do you want to do the acknowledgement program?
Every year.
It's 2 years to do this, so we haven't quite finished.
Are you thinking that you would start taking applications, or you would individually nominate people?
I think originally it was our nominating people.
Okay. Right? I'm just trying to get a sense of what.
Yeah.
That was, I think that was the way we'd started it.
Oh, all in Peter. Favor? Aye. Peter News, Chair.
You did. You missed the whole lot.
You missed a lot.
Peter, guess what? We only have 2 minutes left
in
the meeting.
Yeah, this meeting is going to adjourn at 6 because we have another one after it.
You're here in the right time.
Yeah, you're right here at the right time.
Ready? Go.
So the next item is election of officers.
So I move that we nominate Peter News, Chair, Jim Garfield, Vice Chair, and myself as secretary. Can I do that?
You can nominate yourself. Is there anyone that's interested in a position that doesn't have one?
I can't commit to any of that right now. Well, I just started a job. That's a little bit more important.
All right.
So, is there something?
All in favor? Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for what you do.
Thank you for service.
Does he know?
He doesn't.
No, he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
See the staff communication? That's code.
I know.
That's code for bad news.
I know that. Yes. I had a call from Rich today.
Oh, you knew already.
I heard a rumor.
Rumor gets around, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's true.
Rumor flew around the
I just heard today.
He's 1 hour from.
We'll miss you.
It's been a good run.
Deeply. Short run, though. Been you 20, 30 years here. It's continuity. None of this.
It's been a good short run.
Yeah, you could have been like Ray Nick or something.
I could have been the next Ray Nick.
Yeah.
It turns out I was just this Doug McLean.
I guess Canston is closer to Providence.
It is a lot closer.
Yeah.
So that's good for me.
Yes.
So I'm glad you made it just in time to be renominated as our chair.
Thank you,
Peter. It is 6 o'clock, so we should
sign the award.
No correspondence.
There was no correspondence.
Can we have a motion for adjournment?
Motion for adjournment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Dot is stopped.